Blog Talk Radio.
Marvin Winans.
Oh, my.
John B. Key. Isaac Kareem.
Whoa.
And Brad Salad.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while, y'all.
sweeter than the honey. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord on tonight. This is Elder Andre Prevost Sr., and this is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. We are worldwide, and we are uncensored. We want to welcome y'all tonight to Thursday Night Thunder. Hallelujah. Featuring our very own Sister Valencia Scott. She will be bringing forth the word on tonight. We want to thank each and every person who has called in, everybody who is out there on Blog Talk Radio listening in. Hallelujah. And everybody who is out there on Facebook Live watching tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of y'all. We are about to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight, Lord. We ask that your holy presence show up and just move in a mighty way on today. Hallelujah. We just ask that you show up and you show up. Hallelujah. We ask that you be who you are, and that is God all by yourself. Lord, we praise you on tonight. Lord, we magnify you on tonight. Lord, we lift you up on tonight. Hallelujah. And we are truly thankful for each and everything that you have done in each and every last one of our lives, Lord. And we will continue to magnify you. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to lift your name up, for you are truly worthy to be praised, worthy to be magnified. Lord, we just want to thank you for each and everything that you have accomplished in our lives. We thank you for the plans that you already have set forth for us that we don't even have knowledge of. Hallelujah. We praise you for it on tonight. Lord, we bind and we rebuke any work of the enemy. We cast them away right now in your Son Jesus' name, Lord. Hallelujah. And we will continue to praise your name. Hallelujah. And magnify your name on tonight. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we just praise you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah. Once again, we want to thank each and every person for calling in, everybody for tuning in on tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Uncensored. Amen. We want to welcome y'all to Thursday Night Thunder. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of y'all, amen, some people wonder, what does uncensored mean? Praise God. Hallelujah. Why do you use that term, uncensored? Hallelujah. Are you one of those cussing preachers? Amen. Praise God. Are you one of those provocative preachers? Hallelujah. Praise God. The word uncensored simply means that we preach and we teach the true and unadulterated word of the living God. Hallelujah. It simply means that we don't water it down. Amen. We don't sugarcoat it. The word of God says what it says. It means what it says. It is what it is. Hallelujah. And we're going to tell it and preach it and teach it. Hallelujah. Exactly the way the Lord told it to us. We don't water it down. We don't sugarcoat it. For those of you from the hood, we don't step on it. It ain't stepped on. It ain't commercialized. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. It's the true and unadulterated word of the living God. Hallelujah, amen. Some people say, amen, Elder, well, you're gonna have the line tonight. Praise God, it is Thanksgiving. Praise God, hallelujah. I want you to know, amen, tonight that every day, praise God, is Thanksgiving. See, Thanksgiving should not be reserved, hallelujah, for one day. Amen, praise God, amen. Ain't nothing wrong with taking a day off and giving you a turkey, amen, and making it Turkey Day, hallelujah. But don't call it, amen, Thanksgiving, hallelujah, praise God Day, because every day, amen, should be Thanksgiving. Hallelujah, every day is a day you should wake up and be thankful for the things that the Lord has done for you in your life. It should not be reserved for one day, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. This would be an everyday thing. We can't be starting to follow the pagan traditions. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of y'all ain't prayed till today. Hallelujah. Some of y'all ain't talked to family members until today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of y'all ain't cooked. Y'all ain't cooked all year till today. Hallelujah. Y'all ain't called and told nobody how you doing. Amen. Praise God. You ain't called and said nothing to nobody. Amen. Praise God until today. You waited until today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all worse than Christians. Y'all worse than church folks. Praise God. Hallelujah. Y'all worse than them people that do everything they supposed to do on Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise God. But Monday through Saturday, they tan up the world. Hallelujah. Amen. They tan some stuff up out there. They being unruly. They doing some things they ain't supposed to be doing. Hallelujah. Monday, amen, through Saturday. But then here comes Sunday. Amen. And you a saint. Hallelujah. Here comes Sunday. You the most holiest thing walking on a Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But that's the same thing we're doing. Amen. 364 days out the year. Hallelujah. We don't appreciate nothing. Hallelujah, amen. We don't appreciate nothing we got. We don't appreciate where we done came from. We don't appreciate what we done been through. We don't appreciate where God has taken us. But then this one day a year, we want to come together and we want to give thanks to God and everybody else when we should be giving thanks to God on a daily basis. Hallelujah, this is an everyday thing. This ain't a one-day thing. Hallelujah on tonight. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Hallelujah. We treat Christianity like it's a diet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all know them vegetarians, amen, that say they vegetarians. Hallelujah, amen, that they claim to be vegetarians. Praise God. But you might, amen, see them wearing a leather coat. Amen. Praise God. You might see them using some products, some shampoo or maybe some nail polish or maybe that makeup they wearing may be animal tested. Praise God. You might even see them eating a bowl of cereal. It ain't meat, right? Praise God. But when you understand what a vegetarian, hallelujah, is one that does not participate. Hallelujah, or indulge in anything that has to do with any kind of harming of animals. Watch this. They don't just not eat meat. Hallelujah, praise God. They don't wear any clothing, no leathers, no furs. Hallelujah, made from animals. They don't take any medication that has been tested. Hallelujah, on animals. They don't eat eggs. Hallelujah. They don't drink milk because that comes from an animal. They don't eat cheese. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, some of us call ourselves Christians. Hallelujah. But we are still indulging in some things of the world. Amen. Some things that Christians ain't supposed to be doing, but we still have the nerve to call ourselves Christians. Hallelujah. Much like, amen, many, amen, Christians, many vegetarians are still wearing furs just because you don't eat meat, just because you stop cussing. Hallelujah. Just because you stop going to the club. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Just because you stopped having an attitude, praise God, amen. You think, amen, that gives you a right to call yourself, hallelujah, a Christian. Praise God, hallelujah. But being a Christian is not a diet. Some of us become vegetarians so we can lose weight. Hallelujah. Some of us become Christians so we can get some of the blessings of God that otherwise we wouldn't have got. Oh, Lord. Y'all know them people that drop in the church? Hallelujah. Amen. And they come up real quick. They hurry up, get the car. They hurry up, get the husband. They hurry up, get the wife. Hurry up, get the job. And then you don't see them in church no more until they fall off again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those are what I call those fake vegetarian Christians. Hallelujah. Praise God. That only, amen, participate in Christian activities when it benefits them. Lord, have mercy on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We can't be like the world. Being a Christian is not a diet. It's a lifestyle. It's not a one-day a year thing. It's not a one-day a week thing. It's not a three-hour, hallelujah, sometimes two, maybe 30 minutes on a Sunday thing. Praise God. It's an everyday, all day, 365 days a year, 24/7, 52 weeks. It's a nonstop thing. You can't clock out. It ain't like at work. See, when you clock in at work, now you have an attitude. You good. You nice because you on the clock and somebody paying you to be nice. Praise God. But when you clock out, you go right back to that funky attitude that you had. Hallelujah. Praise God before you clocked in. But I'm trying to tell you tonight, you can't clock out on God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is not a part-time God. Hallelujah. He is a full-time, all day long, won't leave you alone type God. Hallelujah. You can't shake God. You can't clock out on God. You can't take a break. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus said it like this, and we're going to move forward, but Jesus said it like this. You like, some of y'all are like them servants. Y'all know them servants. Hallelujah. That as long as when the master say he gone, you're going to throw a party. Hallelujah, amen, because you think he's going to be a long time gone. Hallelujah, and you think you're going to have time to party. You think you're going to have time to clean up and get everything back in order before he show up. Hallelujah, but he warns us in the text, amen, that the master will come back at any time and catch you slipping. Praise God, hallelujah. Some of us don't realize, amen, that we don't know the day or the hour. Praise God, don't wait till Thanksgiving to be thankful. Hallelujah. Don't wait till your anniversary to show some appreciation to your spouse. Don't wait, hallelujah, till Valentine's Day to show the one you love that you love them. Don't wait till Christmas, amen, to give your child a gift. Don't wait till somebody's birthday. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're going to celebrate somebody, you ought to celebrate them every day. Hallelujah. It shouldn't be a special occasion. Hallelujah. Amen. You shouldn't just treat God like a special occasion and the people God has put in your life. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to wait till this day. What if this day don't come? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah on tonight. You can't wait till Thanksgiving to give God the glory, honor, and the praise. You got to give him the glory, honor, and the praise on a daily basis. Why? Because God, amen, before God promotes you, he wants to see that you appreciate him for the level that you're already on right now. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. We're getting ready to go into testimony service. Hallelujah, amen. And as we go into testimony service, I want you to understand, amen, it's important to be thankful for where you are in order to get God to take you to where he's taking you. Hallelujah. In order for him to get you to where you're going, you got to appreciate where you are. Hallelujah. I use the example a lot, and I'm going to keep using it. Praise God. I can't, amen, promote you to the manager because you still got an attitude about flipping the burgers. You got an attitude about dropping the fries. You don't want to wash the windows. You don't do toilets. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You don't do none of the stuff that's required of you on the level that you're on now, but yet you want promotion. Lord, have mercy. See, somebody out there listening is getting to you right now. See, you want God to promote you, hallelujah, to the next level, but you're not appreciating the level that you're on. First, you got to master the fries. Hallelujah. You got a master flipping the burgers. I got to see that you know how to get that parking lot clean. And I got to see you take pride in it before I promote you. Hallelujah. Amen. And if we are made in God's image, and we are, hallelujah. Amen. Then God feels the same way. How can I promote you? How can I give you that big congregation when you don't appreciate the five you got? Hallelujah, praise God. How can I give you that husband, amen? How can I get him to ask you to marry him when you don't even appreciate him as a boyfriend? Hallelujah, you don't even appreciate her as a girlfriend, but you want her to be your wife. Hallelujah, you want her to lay down with you, but you don't even appreciate her. God say, how can I, because you know God has that power. He said he hardened Pharaoh's heart. Hallelujah, meaning he can soften your heart also. Praise God, but I have that power to do it, but why would I do it when you don't even appreciate that person I put in your life? Hallelujah, you don't appreciate that job I've given you. Hallelujah. You don't appreciate the ministry. You don't appreciate the gifts that I've given you, but yet you want promotion. Hallelujah. See, first you have to realize that you are already in glory. You're trying to get God to take you to glory. But the Bible says we are moving from glory to glory. So you are already in glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to realize you are already there. You're trying to get somewhere you're trying to get God to take you somewhere you already are. Hallelujah. Praise God. And once you realize where you are, so you're looking around at where you are. Praise God. But the Bible says that we walk by faith and we do not walk by sight. We don't go by what we see. We don't go by our bank account. We don't go by the car that's sitting in the driveway because it might not be one now. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't go by the house because we might be staying in apartments. Hallelujah. We don't even go by the apartment because we might be sleeping on somebody's couch. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You can't go by your surroundings. Hallelujah. You got to go by what the Word of God told you. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Word of God says that you are blessed and you are highly favored because you are a child of God. And once you begin to realize that, then God can manifest those things in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But until you learn to appreciate where you are in God and with God, Hallelujah. God is not, hallelujah, going to promote you. Praise God. Just like your boss ain't going to promote you. Hallelujah. Just like your parents ain't going to give you more responsibility. Just like, hallelujah, your grade, your school is going to leave you back a grade because you have not fulfilled the requirements to pass in that level. Hallelujah. You haven't showed appreciation. You haven't showed pride. Hallelujah on tonight. So as we get ready to go into testimony service, amen, I want somebody out there to testify that has what I call an attitude of gratitude, an attitude where you appreciate what God has already done for you, and you cannot wait, hallelujah. You're not anxious for it, hallelujah, but you can't wait. You know that God is about to manifest something bigger and better in your life because you've seen what God has already done. Seen how he has released you. Hallelujah. You've seen how he brought across the ring. You've seen how he led you through the wilderness. And you've seen how he led you into the promised land. And you know, not that you just believe, but you know that he has not come this far to leave you. You know, hallelujah, that his word is true, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Even though you look to the left and don't see him, even though you look to the right and don't see him, you know that he is with you, that he is in you, and you believe that greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. I may be in the world, hallelujah, but I'm in the world and not of it, and the one who dwells with me, in me is not of this world. He said, my kingdom ain't of this world, hallelujah. Praise God. The one that dwells within me is the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, the third person of Jesus, hallelujah, of God, praise God, hallelujah. He dwells within me, and he is greater than any and all things, because can't no creation be greater than the Creator. And when you realize who is dwelling with you and in you, hallelujah, praise God, and you begin to appreciate and have an attitude of gratitude for what God has done for you in your life, because everybody got a story worse than yours, baby, if you turn around and ask somebody, hallelujah. You thought your marriage was bad, hallelujah, until you asked your brother about his, until you asked your sister about hers, until you asked your daddy, until you asked your mama, hallelujah. You thought you was going through something, but then you realize it ain't as bad as you thought. You ought to be thankful to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ought to give him glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. If nothing more, I know you've been through something, but guess what? The Bible tells us that God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted above which you are able. In other words, everything you went through, God designed you to go through it. He ain't going to put more on you than you can bear. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. So as we open up the phone lines on tonight, amen, if you have a testimony or a prayer request, we encourage you, hallelujah, amen, to deliver that testimony or prayer request on tonight. If you're out there on Facebook Live, amen, we invite you to call in to us. You're welcome to call in to the show on tonight. The number is 516-666-9967. I'm going to put that in the comments. Hey, Mother Janie, praise God. I'm going to put that in the comments, praise God, the number to call in. You can write, or you can also write your testimonies or prayer requests, hallelujah, in the comment box, and we will put those on the throne of grace. Praise God, hallelujah. But we encourage you to call in. We believe as Christians as what the Bible says. The Bible says this: when two or more touching and agree on anything in the earth, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. That scripture goes on to say that whatever we unleash on earth shall be unleashed in heaven. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. In other words, there's power in prayer. Hallelujah, but there's also power in numbers. And when you put the two together, the Bible says it. I didn't say it. The Bible says it, that God moves. Praise God. So if you have a testimony or a prayer request on tonight, the phone lines are now open. Your lines are unmuted. Praise God. Will there be one? Hallelujah.
Good evening, Elder. Happy Thanksgiving. How are you, sir? This is Jennifer
Amen.
From Raleigh, New York. And happy Thanksgiving to First Lady as well. I'm asking for prayers. It's beautiful. I'm just listening. I've been standing on my feet. I'm thankful God gave me the strength to cook for my family. And I'm done. But now I'm just cleaning up. Just please keep me in prayer for strength, please. Thank you so very much, man of God. And God bless you. We say hello to First Lady.
Amen, amen. We thank you, Sister Jennifer. Praise God for calling in on tonight, and we will put that hallelujah prayer request for Shrimp on the throne of grace on tonight. We thank God for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there another one on tonight? Praise God.
Amen, amen. To Elder, to your wife, to all the saints, Jennifer, and I just want to thank God for the opportunity to be on the line once again. I thank God for my health. I thank God for the activities of my limbs. I don't take anything for granted. And Elder, you're already in my word as you were speaking. You're already in my word. And my prayer request for tonight is not about anything but asking God to create in me a pure heart and renewing me the right spirit. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Praise God. We thank God for Sister Valencia Scott on tonight, our speaker of the hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for her testimony. Amen. We will put that hallelujah on the throne of grace as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another one on tonight? Hallelujah. The phone lines are open. Is there another one? Hallelujah. On tonight.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Good yes, evening, sir. Brother. How are you?
All right, all right.
Thank you. First of all, thank you for watching my show, Came as Mine. And I appreciate you tuning in and keep all your prayers. I brought some fans in with me to tune into your show. And keep on the good work and keep on following the Spirit and asking the Spirit to bless everybody and guide everybody so we can have a vast understanding. Thank you, brother.
Amen, amen. Praise God. We thank you, Brother Canaan, on tonight. Amen. Canaan's mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're on Facebook, I invite you. Amen. If we send you a request, amen, I suggest you ask. Hallelujah. Praise God. And just see what he's talking about. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
thank God.
God. Thank you,
Brother Cayman on tonight. Amen. We thank God for Brother Cayman on tonight. Amen. All the way from Houston, Texas. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another one on tonight? Praise God. Amen. Do we have another
praise
one
God.
On tonight?
Praise God. There's another one.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every person, hallelujah, who has called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in on tonight, hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace, hallelujah. If you didn't get an opportunity to testify, amen, or perhaps you didn't have the urge to testify, maybe you'll get the urge, hallelujah, later on during the service. We will be opening up the line once again, amen, for testimony service. Praise God, once the word has gone forth, praise God, on tonight, hallelujah. Right now we're getting ready, amen, to go to the throne of grace, hallelujah. Then I'm going to introduce the speaker of the hour, praise God, hallelujah. And then we're going to have the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you once again, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Lord, bless each and every person who has called in on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch them in a mighty way. Bless every listener listening on the radio on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless every person watching. Hallelujah. On Facebook Live, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you touch Sister Jennifer on tonight. Hallelujah. Give her strength. Hallelujah. Amen. To fulfill her tasks on the day. Lord, touch Sister Valencia on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch her in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Allow her to increase so that you, allow her to decrease, Lord, so that you can increase in her all tonight. Hallelujah. Put your word into her and allow her to distribute it to your people all tonight, Lord. And we thank you for what she is about to do. Hallelujah. In your name. Praise God on tonight. Lord, touch Brother Cayman on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch his walk with you, Lord. Hallelujah. Continue leading him and guiding him in the way that you want him to go. Hallelujah. And we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. For each and every person who is on the line. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch each and every one of our families, Lord. Touch our children, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch our unborn children and our unborn grandchildren on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. For we know that you are a good God. And your truth endureth to all generations. Hallelujah. The same truth that you gave my grandmother, you gave me. Hallelujah. You gave my kids. You gave my kids' kids, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that all tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We announce generational blessings on our lives on tonight. Hallelujah. We bind and rebuke and we break generational curses. Hallelujah. On tonight. Somebody out there has been cursed, hallelujah, for generations, or at least you feel that way. Hallelujah. God told me to tell you tonight that that curse has been broken over your life. Hallelujah. Broken by the blood of Jesus on tonight. Hallelujah. I don't know who you are, but you need to give God thanks and you need to give God glory right now because the curse over your life has been broken. Hallelujah. It will not be passed down to your children or your children's children. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, for deliverance on tonight. We thank you for salvation on tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you're going to give somebody an answer, hallelujah, to their question on tonight. Praise God. We ask, Lord, that you simply open up those windows of heaven. Amen. Sorry about that. Praise God. We had a little technical difficulties. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sorry about that. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm sorry about the interruption. Praise God. Amen. So without further ado, praise God, I am going to present to some and introduce to others, hallelujah, none other than our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Sister Valencia Scott, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder, to First Lady, to all the saints that's on the line tonight. Allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father God, once again, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done that's not like you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you just continue to create in me a pure heart and renew in me the right spirit, Father God. Anything that's not of you, Father, I pray that you take it out. Continue to mold and shape me into the woman of God. Word of God, I pray that you have me behind the cross, Father God. I pray that you speak to me and through me, Father God, for your glory. And I thank you that someone will be encouraged, healed, delivered, and set free, Father God. I already give you thanks in advance, Father, for what you are about to do in the name of Jesus. And I will continue to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. And for tonight, saints, I only have one scripture. I was actually with the plan that I had. I wanted to bring a word from Job. And God said, no, you're not bringing that word. God gave me a word this morning when I was getting ready for work. And the scripture, I only have one scripture. And the scripture that I'm going to read is John 15 and 12. Again, this scripture is John 15 and 12. And the word says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And again, that's John 15 and 12. May a blessing be to the readers and hearers of his holy word. And the definition for love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easy angered. It keeps no records of wrong. And the word that God gave me for tonight, I'm going to be discussing a movie that we all probably have already seen. It's called The Blind Side. But the word God gave me, The God Side. Now, everybody know the story about Michael Orr. And the people that adopted Michael Orr, they was Christians. And as the man of God was talking, I knew for a fact this is the word that God wanted me to bring when he was just talking, how we are as Christians. Because Michael Orr, he was homeless. His mother was on drugs really bad. He really had nowhere to go. He didn't have any people around. He had no clothes. He had no food. He had no family. But this woman, she saw him. Her name is, okay, what's her name? Aunt Tootie. That's the mother, Aunt Tootie. She saw Michael Orr walking outside. He had on a shirt and he had on some shorts, and it's raining outside. And he's walking outside by himself. And she was just curious. And she asked him, "Where is he going?" He said, "I'm going to the gym." She said, "But the gym closed. Why are you going to the gym?" She said, he said, "Because it's warm." Why? Because he had no place to stay. He had nowhere to lay his head. So what she did is she said, "Come on, you're going to come home with me." What do we do as Christians? I'm talking about, what do we do as Christians? Are we going to invite somebody into our home that we don't know? And let me just be real about it. He black and she white. Okay, she inviting a black young boy that she don't know into her home. Oh, what we do as saints? Oh, I need to check my spirit of discernment. I don't want all those spirits in my house. Let me tell you something about us saints sometimes. We get caught up a little too much sometimes. Jesus hung with the sinners. Okay, he didn't hang with the saints all the time. He hung with the sinners. So we have to change our mentality of what we're thinking, about what we're going through. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about love. She invited this boy that she did not know into her home. Now, I'm just saying, she wondered, was he going to see her? Because she asked her husband, "Did I do the right thing?" Because she was just trying to do the right thing, just inviting a boy to her home. But what she loved about this young boy was his spirit. He was so humble. Even though the boy was abandoned, even though the boy had nowhere to stay, even though his mom wasn't around, he didn't have a temper. He was not angry. He was so humble. And, okay, when she found him, when he got up the next day to leave, it was Thanksgiving. She's like, "Where are you going?" See, he got up, put his stuff on the couch, and he left. He wasn't trying to freeload. He wasn't trying to ask her for anything. He just thought, "Well, this lady gave me a place to lay my head." And she's like, "Well, come on, you have anywhere to go?" He didn't have anywhere to go. So she's like, "Come on, have Thanksgiving dinner with us." And then nobody looking at him funny. The children not looking at him funny. She's not looking at him funny. The husband not looking at him funny. They invited this young man that they did not know into his home. I'm talking about the saints. Can we do that, saints? Can we truly do that? And not another thing, these people are rich. These people are loaded with money. And then she's sitting there talking to him. She said, "Well, baby, we got to go get you some clothes." Now, they just sitting in the family just looking at her like, "Okay, you going to buy him some clothes?" So he like, "I have clothes." So she take him to the place so he could try to get his clothes where his mom had ran out because, you know, she was on drugs real bad. So she wants to take him to the family just to get him some clothes and stuff like that. She wants to help this young man. And the reason that she really want to help this young man is because of his spirit, because he is just so humble, and she just really want to help him. And not only that, the little boy SJ, he loved Mike. He said, one thing Big Mike, I remember he said, she said, "Tell me something you don't like." He said, "I don't like to be called Big Mike." So she called him Mike or called him Michael. And little SJ, he loved Michael. He said, "That's his big brother." And also Collins, the sister, she loved him. And the reason that they really loved him is because of his spirit. Okay, I'm going somewhere with this. As they get him into school, they didn't talk this. I'm talking about saints now. As they get the boy into school, he had problems as far as comprehension. You know, he had to get a tutor and things like that to help him.
and they did it. What they did not do is they didn't talk about them. We do that at Saints Noble. Let me just say I have done it because I don't want nobody to feel like I'm talking about them. I have done it. Well, this person, they going through this. This person going through that. Why do we put our mouths on people instead of praying for people? Because that's not what they did. You can go look at the movie yourself. That's not what they did. That woman helped that young man. And that Saints, that's what we're supposed to do. She didn't talk about what he went through this, and he didn't talk about what he went through. What that woman did, she was a mother to a young man that didn't have anything. She didn't make her feel bad about it. She didn't make her feel uncomfortable about it. But her friends made her feel uncomfortable about it. When they took that family photo, she said, Michael, come here. Get in the picture. She didn't make him feel inadequate. He felt like he belonged. He wanted to be there with them. They took the pictures, and she sent the pictures out. And her friends tried to make her feel bad and said, you got a big old black boy in your house. Which, what about Collins? Like, he going to rape her or something? Because some people have a stigmatism, you know, black people, did they rob, they steal. That's just some people's mentality of how black people are. But she's like, shame on you, because that's not his spirit. That's not how he is. This is one of, I've never seen a man so humble in my life, Michael Orr. I'm talking about the movie. I had to look at the movie about three times to take notes. And I'm just looking. When he had to do football, y'all, they had to make him tackle. He didn't want to tackle. And the man was talking about after all the things that this boy through, all of the abandonment, all the anger, all the stuff that he had seen, all the things that he had doing in life, he said most of these kids get on the football team ready to attack. But you got to make him attack. He didn't want all the way that Michael Orr would attack when he think about his family. And this is the Collins, which is called his family. And he knew that he was part of the family. They went and got him a car. They got him into a nice college and everything and stuff like that. They just wanted the best for this young man. He was a part of the family. I'm talking about us Saints. Can we do all of that? Can we just be so loving? Can we just be so kind? Can we just give ourselves to one another? We're not even putting our mouth on their person or talking about they spirit, they got these spirits, they got this and that. Look, Saints, we got spirits ourselves. Okay, ain't nobody on here walking on water and got no halo and wings yet. You get there when you get to heaven. But while we down here, we supposed to treat people right. I hear people say all the time, Christians are the meanest people. Why? Because you get, like elders say, don't get so holier than thou. Okay, what is this? Cause I have said, I like, okay, I didn't want to deal with that spirit today. Okay, before Valencia got saved, Valencia had a lot of spirits in her. So what is it now that I can't be? I'm supposed to bring the word out to the saints. I don't supposed to be hanging around all the saints. I supposed to be hanging around the sinners to bring forth the word of God. And how can I draw them? I got to draw them with love. See, that's the word God wanted to bring for Thanksgiving. It's all about love. Like Elder said, some folks haven't even talked to their folks just until today. You ain't had all year. You have not go to a family member, but on Thanksgiving, you want to say hello. That's why I said Elder was all in my word. And the main thing God wants us to do, he wants us to love. Just like this woman loved this young man that she did not know. She treated this young man like he was her son. She adopted him. That's her son. She loved him. He ran away. She was like, that's her son. She went in the hood looking for her baby. Because he kind of got up sick and they tried to mess with his head like she was. They were trying to use him to make him play football. That's, no, they wanted to help that young man. And the main reason they wanted to help that young man, I'm telling you, it's his spirit. It was just the humbleness of this young man's spirit. You can't do nothing but like him because of the spirit. And I'm going to say it again. They were Christians. Why we can't do that as Christians? Why is it so hard as us as Christians to help somebody else? Why do we got to be so difficult? It's not difficult. Because I told you God wanted me to bring forth this word. Okay, don't get mad at me. This is what God said. He said we don't love. We don't love. We are mean. They're like, what's wrong? What you mean? I'm telling you, I have look. It convicted me first. Okay, before I could bring forth a word, it got to convict me first. I know for a fact. I'm like, look, I don't want to deal with this spirit today. I have said it over and over again. And he said, who are you? He said, who are you to say you don't want to deal with anything? He said, the only reason that I'm still, God told me the only reason that I'm still here because his grace and mercy. He cleaned me up. I'm supposed to do what God say do, not what Valencia want to do. And if God say go love on one another, do what I say do. I have to do what God say do, not what Valencia want to do. Did y'all hear me? I said, I want to bring a word about Job. He said, no, you want to bring the word about love because there's not enough love going on. We don't help one another. We always got our mouth on people. We talk too much, saints. We gossip too much, saints. You think God don't hear that? You think God don't see us when we do that? He sees. He said, stop talking. If you got, just pray. Just pray. This one, I'm talking about through the whole movie. Everybody, okay, as you look at the movie, and I pray that somebody go look at the movie, you didn't see not one time that they sat at that table and talked about that boy in a negative way. Only thing they talked about Michael Orb was, how can we help this young man? And that's all we should be talking about. How can I help my brother and my sister? Not their flaws, not their issues. Because to be honest, we all got them. It's just some here a little better than others. Check yourself. Look at yourself. Don't put your mouth on people. This is not me. This is what God is saying. Look in the mirror. Do what I say do. Don't get caught up. Because the only reason that we got a little anointing, the only reason we got a little power is because he gave it to us and he can take it away. If you abuse it, if you think you're so better than somebody, you can't help nobody, can't nobody come in your house because you saved. Okay, you trying to tell me you saved and you can't cast out a spirit of the demon. Okay, what kind of power have he gave you? You can't, look, I can kick a demon up out of here. Somebody got a spirit in here. I can pray it out. That's what I'm supposed to do. But I have to come in love, saints. That's what God is talking about, love. Like Elder was saying, love. Like I said, don't be saints just on Sundays and Wednesdays. You got to be, you're a saint. It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday to start over. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All the time. I have to love my brother and sister. I got to treat my brother and sister with love. Okay, Michael Orr, he was homeless. Well, we going to get somebody that's homeless and let us come live with us. Come on out now. Let's be honest. I pick all kinds of stuff up in the spirit. Will we go? Because he was homeless. Well, we go get up, and they were rich. They let this young boy come lay on their couch. Then she went and got him a bedroom, said got him a car. She took care of that young man. He had nothing. And she didn't talk about him. She helped him. She helped him. She helped him grow into a man. She mothered him. And even when she saw, I'm telling y'all, says, please look at the movie again, because I'm telling you, as saints and God is sick of, he's sick of our mouths. We talk too doggone much. She went ahead and the lady of his mother, she went and talked to his mom. But I didn't see in the movie that she would have discussed it with her husband, where, you know, she a little crackhead. Because I'm telling you, this is the stuff we throw shade. Now, let me go back. That me, I have thrown shade before. I have thrown shade. I just want to say me, because I don't want nobody to feel like I'm talking about them. You know, she, what they got to do with anything? If you can't say nothing nice, just don't say nothing at all. God is tired of our mouths. And God wants, it's a time that's coming. And if you ain't right, you're going to still be left here. If your heart ain't right, if you ain't love, let me read about love. He said, read love again. Love is what? Patience. What is love? It's kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easy angered. It keeps no records of wrong. As saints, and I'm guilty. I ain't have no love in my heart a lot of times. It's a God, this I said, I heard something where Elder said something, and when God gave me this word of today, I said, I'm not asking for nothing because there's a lot of things that I need. I said, I'm asking God to create in me a pure heart and renew in me the right spirit. Because sometimes I'm like, God, why you won't give me this? Because your heart ain't right. If you ain't right, God ain't going to bless you with nothing. You ain't going to go to a next level unless you right. God know what he's doing. Like the man of God said, if you don't even appreciate the little stuff he's doing right now, you can't even see it right now. What makes you think he's going to bless you? And I'm telling you right there, if you keep on treating his people bad, he definitely ain't going to bless you. I am not better than nobody. I don't ever want to walk around with an attitude like I'm better than nobody. I'm supposed to love my brother and love my sister. Like I don't care what people think. Everybody's different. And that's what my mom said she loved about me. If I see somebody on the street, I don't give people money because they might buy alcohol. I don't give people money because they might buy cigarettes. If I see somebody homeless and they say, you got a dollar too, I give it to them. I don't say, oh, they might do this. Some people do that. Oh, I wouldn't get it to them. But look, it ain't that deep to me. I'm a giver. If somebody and I got it, I'm going to give it to them. If I see somebody on the street that needs something, I'm going to give it to them. That's just me. I'm not going through this big old thing that, you get them alcohol. Oh, they just wanted a beer. They just wanted some cigarettes. They ain't going to buy no food. I'm not going through all that. If you ask me and I got it, I'm going to give it. That's me. Okay, other people might not feel like that. I'm talking about Valencia. I'm a giver. I would give. And that's what God wanted. God wants us, you know what, and besides, thank you, God. And besides giving money, food, and all that, God wants us to give ourselves, give our heart, give some love, give some compassion. This is the word he gave me for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Give some love. Give some compassion. Be there for one another. Say a kind thing. And another thing, God, we got to forgive saints. We still, it's going to be 2020, and we still walk around with all this unforgiveness in our heart. God has forgiven us over and over again. Why we won't forgive our brother and sister? We got to forgive. That brought blessings, too. I had to learn about that. Because, like, I'm going to give y'all an example. Like, well, Michael, I've been through abandoning a few things, too. I was very upset and angry. God said, baby, whatever you went through, I let it happen to you to build you. So I didn't let that happen to you, baby, to make you better. But see, like I said, it's just how everybody take things. Michael Orb, he went through all those type of things. That man wasn't bitter, y'all. He was so humble. He went through a lot. Mm-hmm. He didn't talk about it, discuss with y'all. Look at the movie. Please check out that movie and see how humble that guy. I'm like, I want to be more like him. I'm talking about me. I want to be more like him. I want people to say, ooh, she nice. I don't want people always saying she mean, because that's what they say. They say I'm mean. I'm not mean. You just don't know me. But the way I speak have people think that I'm mean. So, I got to look at me. I got to draw my brother and sister in. They're not going to come in if they feel like I'm mean. That means I got to look at me. So the word that God gave me is the God side, like the movie The Blind Side. Am I really on God's side? Am I really going to be loving? Am I really going to be patient? Am I really going to be kind? I'm not going to be arrogant, boasting. Am I going to do what God called me to do for real? Am I going to shut my big mouth like I need to? It's a few people told me. I'm telling y'all, it's three people on this phone that know for a fact. I say, God, please help me with my mouth. I know. I say, God, help me lock my mouth, because I know my mouth. I know me. So whatever area that you think that you lacking in, just ask God to help you, and he will. And Elder, that's all I have. Thank you, man of God. It's back in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the woman of God on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you gave her to give to us on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask that you replenish her all the virtue that she has poured out onto us on tonight and continue to mold her and shape her heart the way she requests, Lord, in the way, hallelujah, that you want her to go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for Sister Valencia. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a word that we all need to hear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like she said, we was all up in each other's stuff on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord says it's time out for all these hallelujah. How else can I say it? You put Christmas that's putting on the front. Hallelujah, amen. Acting like you really care and you really don't. Praise God. As the woman of God was talking, I was reminded of how the Christians want to use a scripture against the people who are in need. They use it a lot. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know when they say faith without works is dead. Praise God. Hallelujah. They always want to use that on the person that ain't got no money or the person that's asking for something or the person that's trying to accomplish something. Hallelujah. They always say faith without works is dead. You got to do some works. Hallelujah. You got to earn it. I ain't going to just give it to you. You got to earn it. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they quote that scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. But I want y'all to know tonight before we go back into testimony service, that's not what that scripture is saying. Hallelujah. And that's not who the scripture is talking to. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of us have misquoted that scripture to people. Well, faith without works is dead. You need to get up and go do something. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But I want to challenge you tonight. Maybe God put that person in your life for you to help. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe you are the avenue that God is using to help that person. Hallelujah. Amen. But no, you're not, hallelujah, amen, recognizing that you're the avenue to help that person. You want to, like the woman of God said, you want to put that person's name in your mouth. You want to talk down on them. They ain't doing nothing. They sound like they got faith, but I don't see them doing no works. Let me tell you what the scripture says. The scripture says this. It's in James chapter 2, verse 14. It says, what does a man profit, my brothers? Hallelujah. Though a man say he have faith, and have not works, can faith save him? And that's where we stop at. Hallelujah. If I was to ask you for $20, that's where you would stop there. You got faith, Elder Prevost, but you need to do some works. Your faith ain't going to save you without your works. Praise God. But the scripture not talking to me. It's talking to you. Because in verse 15, it says, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, and you be warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not these things, which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Hallelujah. Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead. In other words, the Lord is saying, if you have the resources to help somebody, oh, Lord, have mercy. And you're not using those resources to help somebody. Hallelujah. You have your faith without works is dead. Lord, have mercy. Go read it for yourself. He's not talking to the person who's in need. He's talking to the person that's saying, I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to put that faith in the works for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to put that on the throne of grace for you. That's who he's talking to. He's talking to the person that got it, and you don't want to give it up. See, the Bible says, I will open up a window of heaven to pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive. Listen, you won't have room enough to receive. You don't have room enough to receive. If you don't got room enough to receive it, it ain't all for you. Oh, Lord. I know. Praise God. I know y'all, you want it all. Hallelujah. You want the money, the cars, the clothes? You want it all. Hallelujah. You want to make room. Hallelujah. You want to be like that the man that God called the fool that built a bigger barn. Hallelujah. Because his harvest was bigger, so he built a bigger barn. And the Lord came and took his life that night. Praise God. And called him a fool. Praise God. And some of us are acting like fools. We make room for the stuff that we ain't supposed to make room for. You harden God's blessing. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving ain't the only day you supposed to go help somebody home. Some of y'all think y'all did something today because y'all went out and helped some homeless people today. Guess what? They're going to be hungry again tomorrow. They're going to be hungry the day after that. And they're going to be hungry the day after that. But you think you did something because you fed them one day. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. And you telling them go and be filled and you telling them all this good stuff. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to keep you in prayer. But what good would it do? Because you in your bed nice and warm tonight and they still out there homeless. Lord, have mercy. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I want to comment on one more thing the woman of God said. The woman of God said, God ain't going to give you everything because your heart ain't right. See, the Bible says, I will give you the desires of your heart. But the problem is, hallelujah, when he says that, what he's saying is, I will put in the desires of your heart that I want you to have. I will give you the desires. Hallelujah. I will put desires in you that match the desires that I have. And when you and I are one accord, then those desires of your heart can materialize. Hallelujah. Amen. And manifest in your life. Praise God. And the reason why a lot of stuff ain't manifesting in your life is because your heart ain't right. Hallelujah. God, you desiring somebody else's something. You coveting something. You desiring somebody else's man. Hallelujah. Somebody else's woman. You desiring somebody else's car. Somebody else's clothes. Oh, you desiring stuff for the wrong reason. You want a big ministry, but only so you can be a big shot. Hallelujah. Praise God. You want the marriage, but only so you can show your mama that you could get you a man because they said you couldn't. Your heart ain't right. Hallelujah. And God ain't going to give it to you until your heart right. And you think your heart got right today because you went and fed a couple of people. You think your heart going to be right next month because you're going to give out a couple of toys. Hallelujah. And then those people got to go back to their same lives. Hallelujah. But you think you done did something. The Bible says faith. Hallelujah. Without works is there. We thank God for that word on tonight from the woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Every day should be Thanksgiving. Every day is it's a 24-hour thing. Praise God. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Praise God on tonight. Amen. I'm going to open up the phone lines again. If you have a testimony or prayer request, hallelujah, with the phone lines are open once again. Or maybe you just have a comment for the word of God, for the woman of God on tonight, and the word that she gave, a word of encouragement maybe. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open at this time. Amen. Will there be one on tonight?
Hello.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, if y'all hear me, I'm truly blessed tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If y'all hear me, I needed that. That's the word. That's the word that I'm missing in the church today. And I like that teaching from both of y'all. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. That's all.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you on tonight, brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God that the word touched y'all tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. It did. It really did. Right on time. Something's happening here. God is moving.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you tonight, brother. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony or another prayer request on the line on tonight? Hallelujah. Some more words of encouragement. Praise God.
I thank God for being able to be on the call tonight as well and to hear the word that went forth. I thank God for allowing me to see another Thanksgiving holiday and spending it with family and friends. And I thank him for allowing me to see a family member who I haven't seen in quite some time, who for whatever reason didn't want to get out the car to come into the house while products were being dropped off, food items were being dropped off. And so she was going to stay in the car because of the driver was going to get back in the car and they were going to leave. But I said, I know that she's not going to stay in the car and not at least come in, because I know I hadn't seen her in a while. And I know that she's in the streets and everything, but still I wanted to see her. But I thank God that even though she wouldn't come in, I thank God for the courage and the boldness to go outside to where she was and to let her know I was glad to see her and not only speak to her, but to also hug her. And in spite of how I see the world and its works on her body and work on her face, her countenance, I thank God that I can say I yet believe God. And I know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And this love that was talked about on the phone tonight, that it's the love that God is looking for, that whatever assignments that he's given us, opportunities that he gives us to be able to let his light shine, to just go on and do what God puts in our heart to do, that even sometimes when others may not feel like reaching out to us, it is our job to reach out to them. And so I thank God that I yet believe God and for the courage to go out there, hallelujah, and to extend the gratitude of being able to just see her and to embrace her. And I just thank God for that. And even in the midst of her not coming in and fellowshipping and staying, I yet believe God that he is going to do what he promised he's going to do, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will give us the desires of our heart. And it is my desire to see her saved, sanctified, sealed with the Holy Ghost, and delivered from the streets. And I trust God that whatever he does, when he do it, it's going to be on time. God bless you.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that testimony on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We just thank God for the move of God. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. Ain't you glad that God is omnipresent? Hallelujah.
Yep.
Omnipresence means that he can be
yes.
here. Hallelujah. He can be at your house. Hallelujah. He can be at your neighbor's house. He's somewhere in Japan right now. Somewhere in Australia. Hallelujah. He's everywhere at one time, affecting each and every one of us in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to be thankful for that on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why he said it's best that I go. Hallelujah. It's best I go, because if I stay, I'm trapped. I'm in one spot at one time. Hallelujah. But if I go, I will send one back who is like I am. Hallelujah. Praise God. The difference is he's going to be able to be here and there. Praise God. And over there all at the same time. Thank God for the Holy Ghost on tonight. Look how the Lord moves. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And I like the fact that the woman of God brought up the scripture. She preached from the scripture that says, love as I have loved you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. See, I got to say this before we close out tonight. We have got to learn how to love ourselves.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Because watch this. Before Jesus went to the cross, when he explained the commandments, he said, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I meditated on this, and I had to say, I came to the conclusion that Jesus must have saw something between then and the cross, because he changed it to love them as I have loved you. But first, I'm supposed to love you like I love myself, but it must be something about the way I love myself. Hallelujah. That ain't right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Until we can't love nobody else until we learn how to love ourselves. So Jesus said, love as I love you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the way you love yourself ain't right. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we get ready to get off the line tonight, and we continue to go on into our various activities and our various lives, I want you to meditate on tonight. How do I love myself? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because how can I love someone else until, hallelujah, I can truly love, hallelujah, myself with all my flaws? I can't love you with flaws if I can't accept my flaws. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to do you like I do me. If I feel like I need to change, hallelujah, some flaw of mine, praise God. Amen. And it's unacceptable to me. Any flaw you got going to be unacceptable. Praise God. We need to get that kind of love, that agape love, where God say, I see your flaws. Hallelujah. But I love you anyway. Praise God. Can you look in the mirror and say, I see my flaws, but I love myself anyway? Praise God. Because if you can't love yourself with your flaws, you can't love me with mine. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Once again, we just want to thank God for the word that went forth on tonight. We thank God once again for the woman of God. Hallelujah. Sister Valencia Scott. You can catch her here every Thursday night on Thursday Night Thunder, delivering, hallelujah, a word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be online Sunday night. Hallelujah. At the same time, 9 o'clock Central Time. Praise God. We will be back on the line again. Amen. I will be bringing forth the word this Sunday night. Praise God. I invite you to call back in, tune back in. Praise God. We want to thank all of you listeners out there on Blog Talk Radio who have been listening in. Praise God. Our listeners have spiked over the last few weeks, and we thank God for each and every last one of you. We thank God for each and every last one of our callers on tonight. And of course, we thank God for everybody out there on Facebook Live who viewed in. Hallelujah. Brother Kamen, amen. Mother Janie, praise God. We thank God for her, longtime member, praise God. Sister Deborah, amen. Hallelujah. Brother Dion, hallelujah. Brother Kamen, Brother Jackson, we thank God for all of y'all on tonight. We have had truly a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God. And we truly hope that the word that went forth tonight blessed somebody in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Praise God. And we don't believe, hallelujah, in hallelujah, what they call that, when you steal somebody's stuff, hallelujah. We don't believe in copyright infringement or none of that. If you heard a good word from somebody on tonight, hallelujah, and you know that word could help somebody else, hallelujah, amen, like they say on that commercial, pass it on. Hallelujah, praise God. Pass on the word of God. Somebody out there don't know they're a child of God. Hallelujah. Somebody out there don't know they have been molded and shaped in God's image. Hallelujah. Somebody out there sitting on money and don't know what to do with it because they don't know God has made them a steward of his blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody out there don't know, and maybe, just maybe, God has given you the word tonight to pass it on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for each and every person that called in and tuned in on tonight. For the woman of the hour, Sister Valencia Scott, we thank God for her. Hallelujah. Sister Jennifer, who called in. Praise God. The brother who called in, we thank God for you on tonight. We pray that you call in once again. Praise God. Amen. Like I said, we're going to be back on next Sunday, Sundays and Thursdays. Praise God. We're going to be incorporating some more shows into the coming year. Hallelujah. So we're back to a full 7 days a week. Praise God. Hallelujah. And coming up in December, which is in less than a week, I say in about 2 to 3 weeks, amen, we're going to have our five-year anniversary program. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for what God has been doing. Hallelujah. In the ministry and doing in each and every one of our lives. Praise God on tonight. So we will be giving out further information concerning that. Praise God. And we've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight, and we're going to go ahead and get ready to close out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again, Lord, for just being who you are. Hallelujah. And that's God. Amen. All by yourself. Lord, we thank you for the word that went forth on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person who called in and tuned in and heard your word on tonight. Lord, we pray that that seed that we planted tonight gets watered. Hallelujah. And that it grows. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, on tonight for the word that you gave us. And we just pray that we can walk that word out. Hallelujah. We can leave the line and take the word with us that we are to love, hallelujah, as you have loved. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. And we magnify you for it on tonight. And we will continue to lift your high and your holy name. And as we leave this place, but never from your presence, we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. And as I always say before we leave the line, do not forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night, and we will see y'all next time on The Anointed Truth of Christ, live and uncensored. Y'all have a blessed one.
For life and godliness through our knowledge of Him. Everything.
I have everything I need. I have everything I need.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have everything I need.
Because the great I am.
The great I am.
In my weakness.
All my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak. You are my strength when I am weak.
The great I am.
The great I am. Provide for me. The great I am.
Yeah. Here we go.
Seems like everybody.
Seems like they forgot about it, huh? I'm still the best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king and get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind. God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got colder, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity. A curse. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned, or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow. I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me,
huh? It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You holler about yourself made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But no one day, we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah. Do y'all one more. They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no fraud. But there's a snake in every clique, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they sure don't live it. Watch their bread, if something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like everybody
yeah. We do.
Nobody.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
what's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Some niggas go to college. Some niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
See it.
Make it into heaven. Ooh, some make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna.
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though. Yeah, the things we do. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody. Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions. Uh-huh. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Yeah. Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help.
I do.
I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah, they do. It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die. Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die. Nobody. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that place in your home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven and kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah,
niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody. Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our life.
Yeah.
Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't seen me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, though, I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do, and I ain't proud of what I did. I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna care.
top flight.
We in the build.
Yeah.
We in the build.
Yeah.
We got London Lit. On the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I used to chase after money, I wanted to find a thing. I was a trooper 98 with 2 watches and 2 chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy, and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You singing something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing, Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash. But he told me seek him first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should've took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow. Asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley Coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it. When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young, I was like Usher, I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way.
Yeah.
I be praising Jesus on the daily.
I do.
I preach the word and you ain't gotta pay me. I'm not the type to do it for the money.
Why you doing that?
I love him cause he first loved me. He didn't have to do it, but he did it.
What he do?
Down the road at Calvary he went. They hung him on the cross and then for me he died. But 3 days later he was back alive.
Let's go.
So when I wake up I be praising his name. He understand me and he feels my
pain. That's why I praise him in the morning. And I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me. I was dying and he saved me. Yeah. See, when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understand me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning. And I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me. I was dying and he saved me. Yeah. My enemies are at my table with me. I'm wondering who my Judas could be. I'm knowing that this world is out to get me. But I'm gonna have to let the Spirit lead me. The words say His grace is sufficient. His name is worthy, so I lift it. You seated on the right hand of the Father. And you always answer when I call you. So when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understand me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning. And I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me. I was dying and he saved me. Yeah. See, when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understand me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning and I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me, I was dying and he saved me, yeah. Glory to God, glory to God. For Jesus Christ, does he give his life? I'm sending praises to God.
Praises to God.
Praises to God,
praises to God.
For Jesus Christ, does he give his life? So when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understand me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning and I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me, I was dying and he saved me, yeah. See, when I wake up, I be praising his name. He understand me and he feels my pain. That's why I praise him in the morning and I thank him in the evening. Cause he loved me, I was dying and he saved me, yeah.
Like, you wanna do right, but things keep going wrong. Something about the name Jesus, it ain't just a song. Just keep calling on him, I promise it won't be long. To all your worries and your problems, they all'll be gone. You say you're trying, well I tell you try harder. His grace is sufficient, ain't no telling what the Lord'll do. You need him in your life, the one and only Christ. He came, lived and died and paid a major sacrifice. So if you believe like I believe, eternal life you will achieve. Just lift him up and then you'll see the windows of heaven opening and blessings pouring out. When you feel the spirit, you'll start to shout. When praises go up, blessings come down. When you're alone, he's still around. Now come on.
I was living in-